Neither arms nor diplomacy has achieved peace in the Middle East, but 10 years ago an Israeli-born Philadelphia orchestra cellist became convinced that music might help further the prospects for people in conflict to learn to live in harmony. And so, having interacted personally and artistically with Arab, Jewish and Buddhist musicians, Udi Bar David became the founder, president and artistic director of Intercultural Journeys, a non-profit organization based in Philadelphia that's committed to presenting performances, masterclasses, lectures and other opportunities for musical dialogue and understanding among a variety of cultural traditions. In the years since the group was founded, with strong support from Carl Hascrivano, a local activist and philanthropist, the ensemble has performed and recorded not only with musicians of Middle Eastern origin, but also with those from the Native American, African American and Asian traditions, among others. Now, as Intercultural Journeys embarks on its 10th season, we speak with Udi Bar David about what his group has achieved and how it has changed him. When we met, I first asked him what new skills he needed to add to his classical training in order to be able to play with musicians from other traditions.
The art of improvisation, that's really something that about 10 years ago I started immersing myself into. And it was a process, because there's always a fear when you are a classical musician and when you read music to go out of your area of comfort and learn to improvise, which is basically about sort of an artistic inner liberation and freedom.
It's making it up on the spot, which is...
Absolutely, absolutely. But beyond the art of improvisation for musical purpose alone, there is also... We truly believe that the art of improvisation helps us bridge cultures, because a lot of it is based on listening to the other. So you take from the other and then you express your own. And in a sense, you create a new artistic language that is based on the improvisation and based on this cross-cultural artistic dialogue. And we learn a lot about each other, whether it's, again, Palestinian, Chinese, Native American, Buddhist, etc., or Israelis. We learn a lot about each other, but it's amazing when you get to know each other that way, how much understanding you develop for the other's point of view, including political views. And you don't necessarily have to do it in the context of agreement, but at least you do it in the context of understanding the other.
The obvious question to ask here is, what have you learned or what do you do differently because of these encounters? Let me put the question in a different way. What have you stopped doing because of all of these intercultural relationships? Are there certain things in your character that have changed that you've said, I've got to stop doing that because that's clearly has this effect?
Well, musically speaking, there is no doubt that my approach to interpreting the so-called classical music has changed dramatically through the experiences. I'm much more open to many new ideas, I would dare say less conservative, when I interpret classical music. The whole art of improvisations really taught me how important the performer is. And in a larger context, learning to negotiate, understand other people you are in conflict or you may be in conflict with, has really expanded. I've learned a lot about it.
So when a conductor offers you guidance on an interpretation, is your attitude now, why not? Or has it changed what you do in your day job on the stage at Verizon Hall?
It's interesting. It goes both ways. On the one hand, I am more accepting of interpretations from conductors that may be very different than how I would interpret music. But on the other hand, sometimes I feel the liberty to dismiss an interpretation of certain conductors that I might just not care for. I mean, I think as an artist, you almost have the responsibility to evaluate, even when you sit on stage within an orchestra, where you have a conductor guiding you, interpreting music for you, you do have that barometer of paying attention to the interpretation and doing your own artistic evaluation. And sometimes more now, I tend to dismiss an interpretation that I don't care for, or especially if I find it superficial. Different, I care for. Superficial, I don't care for.
And you're in a group of 100 people who are also all making these decisions. How often do you think there's a commonality of reception or a commonality of interpretation of the information you're being given by a conductor?
Well, that's interesting. Again, it's especially sitting in the Philadelphia Orchestra, which I don't mean to brag, but it's one of the best listening groups. I mean, this is a group that we all listen to each other. So the unity on stage is done by what we give and take from each other. And yeah, 100 plus people can do that. In the Philadelphia Orchestra, we do that. So in a sense, that's what evolves on stage when we're interpreting, especially during concerts more than rehearsals. But at the same time, we find ourselves differing on how we feel about interpretations by conductors. And sometimes it's very surprising, actually. It's amazing how we can be unified on stage when we create one sound as one instrument, but at the same time, our views or evaluations of conductors can really go all over the place.
10 years, you're going into your 10th season now. Tell me what you thought this would be when you began. And looking back on it 10 years in, how was the reality different?
Yeah, 10 years is a long time and a very short time. You realize after running a non-for-profit that, wow, it's already 10th year. What have we done? And what do we have left to do? We have grown much. Mostly what happened in the 10 years is we have expanded our collaborations with various cultures. I think that 10 years give you enough time to shape and tighten the mission of the organization, or actually the execution of the mission in artistic terms. And we have been able, I hope successfully, to apply that cross-cultural, I hate to use the term formula, but it is an artistic formula, to apply to various cultures and find that actually understanding is not very different between different cultures. There are some fundamental basic human interactions that carry over no matter what cultures you put on a stage together.
Udi Bar David, co-founder, president, and artistic director of Intercultural Journeys. The ensemble begins its 10th season this week with a Peace Day performance featuring the renowned Afghanistani musician and composer Hamayoun Saki, the Jordanian vocalist Farhad Sirah, the Syrian-Venezuelan percussionist Hafez El Ali Kotain, jazz vocalist Phyllis Chappell, as well as Udi Bar David and Hannibal Lacumbe. The concert takes place at the Philadelphia Episcopal Cathedral at 37th and Chestnut Streets in Philadelphia at 7:30 on Wednesday evening.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.